Welcome to another edition of Mike Checker, my interview podcast where I talk to dope people doing dope things. This is somebody that, I call one of my big sisters. me and Roy, people have been hearing me talk about Roy Robinson. He's been mad I haven't had him on the podcast at all. He's just a figment of people's imagination unless they can Google him and find out who he is. But I remember when we first started our company, Free Time, we was out hanging out about, and it was two beautiful girls. We was trying to talk to them. And this is back in our backsliding days. This would be like 06, 07. And they were like, "We married." They're like, "Damn. All right. I guess that's what it is, you know, blah, blah, blah." Roy was like, "Man, we still need to talk to them. They still cool." So we sitting there talking to them. And Tracy gave me the craziest advice ever. That didn't make sense until later on in my life, but she ain't that much older than me, so I don't understand how it was that like foresight. It was like you like 15 years older than me, giving me some like game. You just like, "Man, these girls y'all running around with ain't about nothing." I was like, "Really?
All of them."
You saw that we weren't no shit. You saw that.
That's all it was.
Yeah. I want this is my homegirl Tracy. Oh, she has an organic candle company, vegan candle. Now, you have to explain that shit because I don't know the difference.
That's cool.
I don't know the difference. I didn't know it was a difference. We have in our homeboy Badass Vegan coming on soon on the podcast.
Cool. And okay.
I can act like I know. Hopefully he don't watch this, and then I can act like I know what I'm talking about when it comes to like vegan candles.
Okay.
And be like, "Yo, you know about vegan candles, pimp?" He probably
do.
Yeah, because he own it.
And he own all of that. He know what it is. Yeah, he know what.
So my homegirl Tracy, Tracy Lynn. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You've been doing your thing. Like I'm like, "Yo, like vegan candles." I'm like, "What the fuck is vegan candle?" I don't understand this.
Yeah, so it comes down. So a lot of people had gotten away, I think, from even burning candles once they learned like about the toxic that chemicals and things that can be released into your house based on the type of wax that
is made. Before you even go. Yep. I didn't know toxins would even come out from candles. I'm that ignorant.
Yep. I'm GD. Okay. A lot of people don't know that. You just go buy a candle, it smell good, and you burn it. I mean, that's not
exactly.
It's not something.
You try to set the mood when a woman come through, like, "Yo, I got this Egyptian musk candle."
Exactly.
It's gonna set it off. She gonna be down.
Exactly. You damn it. That's all it come down to. Ain't nobody really tripping off the fact, you know, what it's made of, what wax they use, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to make sure that I was conscious when I restarted this. This is actually a relaunch.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure that I chose products that made sense, that appealed to more people. So I didn't want to close myself off. And then I've been dabbling in the plant-based lifestyle anyway. So it just kind of fit with, and I say dabble because if somebody present me with some crab legs, then it's kind of hard to.
You're not eating no steak, but they put them shrimp and crab in front of you.
Crab legs, some lobster, yeah, it's kind of hard to resist those things. So.
You could just be a pescatarian then.
I tried that. I actually prefer just to go completely plant-based because it's a lot different. So the biggest thing is like the oils. Like if you do like a whole food plant-based diet, you're like taking oils out even. So like I will cook, like when I do it and I'm dedicated, I cook with water and broth and things like that versus like even olive oil. So
damn, you just took out 98% of my kitchen.
You don't even miss it.
Really?
It's amazing how much stuff you cook. Yes.
You see how skinny I am? I need every meal I get.
That's how you feel. I'm talking about taste. I ain't talking about.
I need every meal. I need everything.
I hear you, but no, I'm talking about the taste. You don't miss it. It ain't no.
So what? So when you saying rebrand, like what started before and then had to be what made it stop to become a rebrand? What was the beginning stages of it?
So actually, I started this company back in like 2007. So like around the time frame that we met. And I think I got it on my shirt. Yeah, you can't see it. But I started in 2007. And I really did enjoy doing it, but married. And then I had a kid in 2008. And then I started Zumba, became a Zumba instructor.
Okay.
And it just kind of, it was one of those things that I would continuously say, I want to start making candles again because it really is relaxing and I enjoy it. And it's a product, something that you can do. I like doing stuff with my hands. And so I enjoyed it, but I just would, every year I would keep saying, I'm going to restart this. I'm going to redo it. I'm going to redo it. And I wouldn't. And then it just, as time kind of went on, I would think about it and have it in the back of my head. But then obviously with the pandemic and everything last year, so we had all of that going on. And then I lost my aunt from angiosarcoma, which is a super rare form of cancer. And That was devastating because she was only 12 years older than me.
I know. And yeah, so, and it hit your mortality real quick because it's like we kicked at the same time. We in the club, at the same, even though it's 12 years.
All of it. The club. Well, this is my mother's baby sister, and so my mother had me young, and so we were even in the house at some point at the same time.
My mama too. Know? Shout out to them young mamas.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, love them young mamas.
Shout out to young mamas.
They cool. She but anyway, so all of that, it was just a lot of grief that I dealt with last year, and as I've kind of like processed, like, what do I want to do with my purpose? What's my purpose? You know, just kind of really just praying and kind of really just asking God for direction and trying to understand what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And funny enough, and I would think about these candles, but funny enough, I got this phone call because I started this business years ago. I got this phone call from a lady. She left me a voicemail. I didn't know her. And she was asking about Miss Lynn's candles of affirmation. And I was like, the heck? This was like in maybe like March or April. And I was thinking, who is this person? Where'd she get my number from? Like thinking it was a joke. You know, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And, but I was like, that was weird. And then, but I had already kind of started looking up stuff and kind of starting to kind of think I was going to start ordering some supplies and maybe get started. And then not even like, it wasn't even a maybe 4 or 5 month time frame. I got another call from another person. And she left me a voicemail too. And basically was like, I'm looking for Miss Lynn's chemical affirmation, blah, blah, blah. This is the right number. Give me a call back. And I'm like, okay, God, what are we trying to say?
Because the people hitting you up actually trying to do business. And it's like, what am I doing?
Trying to do business. So I called that lady back. Cause I was like, listen, I gotta call you back and I gotta ask you this because you're the second person to call me within 6 months. It's been months. Like this short time frame after not having to do anything with this business since like the 2008, you know, time frame. And so I was like, how did you get my information? And, you know, what did you? And she was like, why? First she just kept saying, wow. And she said, I just looked up online spiritual candles and And she was like, and your business popped up.
Wow.
At the top of the list.
Your SEO was on point.
Like a business I had not done, but I had not done anything with this business in, I don't know how the SEO was together. Like, I don't know how none of that worked out. Well, God, that's what I say.
You'd be surprised what SEO pops up there.
Yeah.
Particularly like that's a good niche market as well.
Yeah, it was. It was. And so at that point I was like, all right, it's time. So then I just thought, what I knew and the reason why it kind of took me so long and why I was delaying is because when I originally started the brand years ago, I was using like mason jars. I was using soy wax, which is nothing wrong with soy wax, but I was using mason jars. I knew that I wanted this to be a luxury brand. And what kind of determines luxury is kind of like the vessel that you use, the waxes that you use, the scents that you use, how you blend your scents, are they unique, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that if I was going to do this again, I did not want to do mason jar candles and like have my candles printed out on a piece of paper like they were back in the day, like my little brochure with one of them.
But so people understand, like, that was like, we grew up in a time where we were, I would say we're the lost generation, like anybody that was born between 78 and 82, because we weren't old enough to benefit off of like the older shit. Mm-mm. And we was too old to benefit off the younger shit too, though. Right. So right. But we understand both, which is, that's our lane, is right. able to understand both sides at the same time. Like, we used to flyers. Like, that's how we would know about stuff, is flyers. You know, in the paper thing, like you just said. Right. Like,
you have to talk.
Yeah, what do you mean a digital business card? What do you mean a digital business card? I'm gonna give you my business card.
Right, like, we ain't doing all that. So yeah, so I just knew I wanted it to be on a different level. And so that's where my mind kind of went. And so then it was kind of a rebranding and kind of bringing it out with beautiful vessels and things people, once they candle finish burning, they can keep that, you know, use it for whatever they want to use it for, you know, different things. Yeah. So that was probably the hardest part when I was trying to decide to rebrand.
All right. Well, let's go back then. Let's go back to your beginnings. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for you can tell your stories about walking through the snow for 10 miles to get to school situation.
Oh, I ain't had to do all that.
But you know, people like to do that. You know, like, man, right. yo, you know, I had to go through 7 blood hoods to get to my school.
Right. You're right,
like, dude,
right.
7 blood hoods. It's only 7 blood hoods on the north side, period.
Why you walk through all 7 of them to get to school?
Where'd you live at? You live in the Ville and worked all the way to Riverview? Like, hey, you walked through a lot of...
Why you get to all 7 of them?
It's only 7 blood sets.
Right. You're a fool.
So are your family from St. Louis, or like, where?
Family is from St. Louis. Well, I'm from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. My mother and her siblings were born in Chicago.
Okay. So it's the opposite of me. Okay, right. Yeah, I'm from Chicago, but I grew up here. Yeah.
That's how so they were in Chicago. And so then my mother and her family, her siblings moved here, I think, when she was going to high school.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. So they moved here around her high school years. But Northside, grew up on the Northside. I have
gone, what part of Northside, you know, people gonna be, I already know people will be like, yo, what part of North Side?
Everywhere.
We talked about that before, though. We both grew up living everywhere on the North Side.
Right.
I claim the Ville, though. I spent the majority, most of my time in the Ville. The Ville is.
So I started out on Ruskin.
Mm-hmm.
In the 5400 block of Ruskin.
Okay.
Then we moved. At one point, I lived in Murphy Blair.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Then we lived on, remember I told you, Elm Bank, moved on Riverview. And so this is all just, I would say, I always joke and say my parents was moving on to like the Jeffersons.
Yeah, so every crib was a little bit better.
Every place was a little bit better. Everything was elevation. The last house that I lived in with my parents was off of 367.
So y'all end up going to deep North County.
Yes. Right there at 367, right you know where they, I don't know if you know where they built that school, Arrow Point. So right before you get to Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Right on the right.
Back in the day, that used to be nothing. That was just fields out there.
By the time I was.
Was it a car lot over there? Or wasn't it a car lot over there? Or is that more, I'm thinking where that Quick Trip is?
No, you too far. You're not up far enough. You got to go further. So I know where you're talking about.
So past Jamestown Way.
So that was like the last house that I lived in with them.
So you went to East?
I was supposed to go to East.
Okay.
I went to Parkway West.
Oh,
I went to Lutheran North my freshman year, then I went to Parkway West.
Yo, I didn't even know, like Parkway West of the DSEG situation. For my listeners that are not from St. Louis, DSEG was a program that was Institute of Missouri and a couple other states throughout the country where they bus kids from the inner city to predominantly white schools. Yeah. Now, within that, Parkway District had certain schools that were more susceptible to DSEG than others.
Mm-hmm.
Parkway West was not one of them.
Right.
It was like Parkway South, North, and Central.
Yeah. West was the more bougier of the
exactly, and it's well, I mean, it used to be, it still
the
is.
Where it is, yeah. It's. I mean, it's in a the area that it's in is very, you know, it's
in Baldwin.
It's in Baldwin.
Google that for our listeners not here though. Baldwin, just get, you see this, you see what's cracking over there.
Right. A lot of affluent folks over there, but that's where I went.
And so then, so then after Parkway West, what'd you do after that?
So I what did I do after Parkway West? I went to community college, had a kid, and
so you went to Flow or Forest Park? That's
it. I went to Flow.
Exactly.
I went to Flow.
That's how you know you're black though. Now newer kids, you know, mention where you live at. Now they may say St. Charles Community College now. Back in the day, you said you either went to Flow or you went to Forest Park.
Or you went to Forest Park. You did one of the two. Yeah. I went to Flow for a little bit. I ended up graduating from UMSL.
Okay.
I took some classes over at Forest Park too. At one point, because I was calling myself trying to be a nurse. people that my friends have heard this story, I'm a person that has always, obviously you say I met you and was giving advice. I'm a person that's always like wanted to help in some way, help people.
Oh, you was trying to help us, telling us we was being some heathens out here.
Y'all acting like all heathens. Y'all need to cut it out.
But we weren't even that bad though. You know what I mean?
Y'all wasn't horrible. We actually really liked y'all. Y'all wasn't horrible.
No, I mean,
you know, we
were. Yeah, we were.
We married at a young age.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got young. We got married young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Both of y'all did. Yeah, y'all got. Yeah. I mean,
I was like 24. Like
that's what I'm saying. We the same age, Tony. Like, I mean, Tony, y'all the same age. Tracy, you know, y'all all the same age. And that's what we was shocked when y'all said y'all was married. When you and Tony said y'all was married, we were like, wow, they married? Like, we didn't even know that was possible. He's like, damn.
Ain't married. I'm divorced now. But yeah.
Oh, so damn, we gotta talk about you being back out on these streets.
Yeah, I'm back out on these streets. But that's what happened with this is what I tell kids. Mm-hmm. That's what happened when you get married too young. Because you don't know yourself enough.
No, I don't mean to take it on a tangent, but I like where we're going with this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think? Like, so I have a thing of like, so I've had debates with some friends of mine. They think that the older you get, the easier it is for you to get married quicker. I said, don't matter.
Oh, no.
Like, because one of my homeboys, he got engaged to a girl after 3 months of knowing her. And I was in a group chat like, this ain't going to work out, pimp. This ain't gonna work. He's like, man, you up here hating. I'm like,
I will say though that people, well, I will. So that can go.
Now, don't do the exception. Do the rule. That's what I told him. Talked to him. I was like, you could be an exception, but you're not the rule. Like, if you're talking about betting and putting something in on it, I can bet that you're not gonna make it.
Yeah, that's true. Because, at our age now, getting married now at this, if you meeting somebody now, it's coming with, what did they go through before me? You know, when we got married younger, the most you probably was dealing with was somebody was just cheating because they just didn't have it out their system yet, you know? But now you dealing with some brokenness from probably some divorces or some bad relationships.
I would actually say cheating is worse at our older age.
You think?
Not necessarily the amount of women, but I think men are more likely to have affairs. More likely now, like where like they got a whole nother, not like they just was at the club and got with some other girl. I'm talking about they got a whole nother woman.
But I think that is probably for the men that got married young and they just been with that same person.
Okay.
I'm not talking about, I think by the time, like that's them people.
I can see
probably,
that.
You know what I'm saying? Them men, women probably been around for a long time.
They've been together 20 years, and it's
that's what I'm saying. The women been there since the beginning of the marriage. But I'm talking about now, dating now, at this age, these people are divorced and dealing with some brokenness and some other stuff. And then, so that's where you kind of got the, like, oh, this is different now. It's not like how it was, because I got engaged pretty fast when I was young.
Yeah, but that's young. I'm talking about this dude 40 years old.
Yeah. But I do be seeing these people. I will say this though. In the past year, I have seen, I'm gonna say past 2 years, mm-hmm. I have seen at least two or three people that I know. One person, she got engaged. It had to be within like a couple of months, and she's married now. And it happened real fast. And then another girl that I know, she met her guy, and they seem like they, like I am seeing people move kind of fast. I think if a man is in that mindset, he just feels like he knows, and he ain't got to waste no time no more, because he ain't trying to wait no options.
Yeah, I don't trust it, Tracy.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't trust you. One of my homegirls just told me, like, I don't trust a lot of things in general. Like, she's like, she makes up a long list of what I don't trust. And you know, she's like, she said, I need to do the whole podcast on just like what I don't trust. Like, right. Just list it out.
But
my thing is, like, time and understanding someone is more important than marriage.
I agree.
Like understanding and like knowing them.
I agree with you 100%. No, I do agree with you. I do agree, because there is a lot of stuff that you be saying that you like, oh, wait, I didn't know that you did that, you know? And that's what I will say. That's the advantage of now with me. Like, I got divorced in 2015, so I've been dating.
Hey, Tracy, you been in the streets that long? I knew you ain't got divorced, but I knew you was in the streets that long.
Don't be acting like I'm for the streets. Yeah, I've been out here.
I didn't say for the streets.
You're like,
Daddy, like I'm gonna pimp you out, like I'm gonna pimp you out, like I'm gonna put out a theme though, like, yo, right. She for the street.
She for the street, because you keep
No, because I'm just saying, I would have been putting brothers on you though earlier, though, in the game.
You got some good ones. No, I'm taking applications.
Look, Tracy, as I tell any of my, you will understand this when I say this, it's gonna sound messed up.
What?
One of my homegirls that never been married, like, your man is unhappy right now in a marriage, and he's thinking divorced in a minute.
Just gotta give him a minute after, and then once he let him heal for a minute,
and make sure you go to therapy.
Boom. I mean, for real.
No, I'm just and the same thing for my homeboys that have been married as men. Your woman is unhappy right now in her relationship.
But this is the age that we're at, though.
Yeah, and you'll be super happy at 40 something with somebody to y'all die though, because you understand this stuff, the dynamics, and you understand everything.
Right. Because and that's kind of where I am, where it's kind of like one of those things where it's like whoever it is, I'm like, I know that we have both done our work. I've been in some levels that ain't quite right yet, you know. Since I've been divorced,
and so I mean, you back in the streets though. I mean, the streets are the streets. I mean, the streets are the streets. It's like getting out of jail. It's like getting out of jail.
No.
Marriage is like getting out of jail, and then you think you're gonna go back and sell the same pack. Like I'm gonna go back on the same block and sell the same dope.
No.
The game changed on you.
It changed
when you went to jail.
Man, listen. I'm like, this ain't what they was on.
Hey, but you went to jail. Like, that's happening? The point. That's why I said you went to jail. It's you come out, you got on dope man Nikes, sitting out there in the corner.
You're like, wait, we ain't have no. Yeah, it's completely, let me tell you, it's completely different. I joke all the time, like, this ain't how we dated back in the day. I'm like, you know, like, 2001, and it was different, you know. Now I'm like, this is some different stuff. These dudes are some whole other, you know. But the last time that I was dated and courted for marriage, it was like somebody going hardcore, you know, really trying to woo me. Like, I can remember my husband. It was so funny because the apartment that I grew up in at one point on Elmbank, I had moved back in there with my son, my oldest son.
Wow.
It was my dad owned that building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had moved back in there at one point. And so when I met my ex-husband, I was living there. And I'll never forget, like, I didn't have, because I had stayed, my first apartment was like on Lilac. It was in Raintree. So it was, that's hood now. But nice.
Most of our listeners not even from Missouri, though. You got to describe it for people, because most of our listeners are not from the St. Louis area. You have to describe this.
So Raintree back then.
What do you mean back then?
back in the early 2000s, they were nice.
Okay, I was like, is Raintree ain't been nice in a long time?
No, it's like 2000. So let me say, this is like 2000, okay? My son was born in 99. So this is like 99, 2000, like up in there. So they were nice then. Now you don't want to ride through there because I don't know what they be doing. I looked over there, I drove past there one time, like, this thing look like this when I lived here. When I lived here, it was nice, you know. But so anyway, but I end up moving back to the city because I had a baby. My parents was like, you can pay us when you want, you know, kind of like save your money type of deal. But when I met my ex-husband, I was living in those apartments, but I always had a good job. I was always a person that was gonna work hard. And so so I was working actually off of 40 at WorldCom. It was out far. So
oh damn, WorldCom.
Yeah. So I was
shout out to American Greed.
Look, that's where I work when I met him. But I didn't have an air conditioner in my apartment. And so this is how men used
this
to
this is so old though. People don't understand. Look, like, not having an air conditioner is like so like
this is how men used to woo you back in the day though. I can remember him saying, after he came over and hung out one time, we watched TV or whatever. And then he was like, look, okay, here's my credit card. Go on up there and get you an air conditioner because I'm not going to be over your house and be hot. But he trusted me with his credit card. Let me go buy a window unit. You know, now you be like, this man don't even ask me out on no dang on a date. Like, you know, like it's just completely different than what it was. Because back then, men were more... people weren't feeling, and honestly, I think women kind of messed this up though. Women started making men feel bad and call them thirsty and dogging them out for doing things like that. Versus, and I think that's where the game got kind of messed up. I call it tricking. But women, women kind of messed it up because you ain't supposed to be like dogging them out and talking about it. You know, take what, you know, like it wasn't like I was taking from him like that. You know, he was just like,
but also, you shouldn't trust it.
No. You should not trust it.
Because and when somebody like my thing is like your love and your love and what your affection, what you do is a convenient thing. Like, yo, I love you more. I do more for you. I'm going like I just don't come off the bat like, yo, you know what? Let me pay you a rent for 6 months and I know you for 3 weeks.
And like, what? Wasn't like that.
And
that was just what he knew to do.
Right, but no. I'm talking about old ass men that be like. You just want a chick that you just want a chick you can take care of then at that point.
These old men now, that seem like that's all I track though. I track all the grandpa bays.
Oh, so you got 60 up?
All of them. I be like, you ain't even, my parents.
You need to tell them putting the money into the candle business.
My parents is young, no. First thing I think is, what would my daddy think if I brought this person over? Like my dad is like just turned 60. So
see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yo. I can't. It's hard. I'm like, but that's who I attract, all the grandpa bays. Some of them be nice looking, but yeah, my age.
Because he'd be like, man, I know him from the motorcycle bar. Like, you know, like, I'm just saying.
For real.
And he'd be like, oh, no.
It's a struggle.
No.
Yeah, it's a struggle with the older ones. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they be like, yo, I got you whatever you need, you know. Whatever you want,
they be ready. You like, keep it.
It's cool. So with the candle business, you know what I'm saying? So I go, we flip back and forth.
Yep, no, it's cool.
So what is vegan candles? Explain that to people.
That is, that's with the type of wax that you choose. My wax is a coconut blend. Some of the other blends are not vegan. So it's the wax that you choose and then also the scents that you choose that don't have toxins in them. So that's what makes it a vegan candle. People associate vegan with just things you eat. Obviously, that's not just it. It's anything that was, you know, made from something that did not have like a parent. So no, you know, certain oils are not in this, things like that. So that's what classifies that.
Mm, okay. Okay.
And it's clean. And it's clean. Like I said, it's clean. It's not releasing. There are toxins and things. I actually had one of my customers tell me she stopped buying it. These are things that I didn't even know. And until I started trying to figure out how do I want to start my business again? Because even though I did this years ago, I wasn't aware. And I don't think nobody was that aware of like things like this in like 2007. And so when you start researching and you learning like, oh, there are chemicals that can be released into, you know, to the air from the type of wicks, even from your wicks that you choose, depending on how they're made. So like my wicks and out their cotton. So everything is all the way down. You know, I've tried to be very conscious in choosing things that are not going to be dangerous to my customer base.
So with, so explain, I guess, the candle business, what is it that is the biggest, I guess, hurdle for you in the candle business that you like, yo, like, if this could go here, is it the idea of the whole idea of a vegan candle, or is it, so like, is the vegan candle known amongst people? Like,
oh, yeah, that's a thing. And especially right now, that's a thing. If you look it up, like most candle brands are probably switching over to having vegan,
really,
vegan waxes and vegan material.
So ain't no Egyptian musk gonna be out there for me and everything. You know,
it might be if it's some vegan, if the scents are made right.
I don't see the Egyptian musk being vegan.
You say no, that ain't, it may not be. It may not be
the swap meat candle.
Homie,
that's what I'm saying. The Egyptian musk, though, you know, like just like my then I'm matching. I got my cologne, I got the candle, so they're all the same. You know, remember that Egyptian musk eater around the little joint?
Gosh, look, you talking about some stuff. You be throwing it all the way back. I'm like, what?
I was saying, getting the Egyptian musk candle, like, you just smell me everywhere.
No, Lord. No, that ain't it.
Look, it's some brothers right now, though, like, damn, man. And so I can't do the cologne or the candle?
They'll still do it. Ain't nobody tripping off of it. Like, they'll still pull it off.
Wow.
I'm just trying to come up with, you know, trying to be more conscious in my business.
So like, do they have a website, anything they can hit up to, like?
Yeah, it's Miss Lynn's Candles of Affirmation. So each of my candles have, each of my candles have affirmations on the back of the jar.
Break that down.
Yeah, so they all have affirmations on the back of the jar. The name of the company, my grandmother gave it to me. My middle name is Lynn. So Tracy Lynn is what I go by. And so my grandmother gave me the name of this company years ago, you know, 2007. And I didn't really understand what any of that really meant. But that kind of brings you forward to life experiences, marriage, divorce, therapy, all of those things that I've, you know, had to go through. And one thing that's so funny, because my therapist, because I have a tendency to be hard on myself, and probably a lot of people do.
Most of us
can be harder on ourselves than anybody else and more critical. And that was one thing that he really has stayed on me about, like, okay, this is what you need to do. So he started making me do these affirmations. And it's funny, again, I had this company pre all of this. So writing these affirmations down every single day and repeat them out loud. Even if you just write, you know, a set down in the beginning of the week and you just say them out loud every single day, even if you don't believe them right now, your mind will begin to shift. You know, even if it could be something as simple as I'm a great mother, I'm a great father, you know, I'm a great friend, all these different things, or I control my life, I control my mind, you know, and you just kind of, you get into that repetitive mode of saying positive things to yourself and about yourself. You'll start to believe it versus if you feeding yourself negativity. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. I don't have a purpose. I don't, you know. So each of my candle jars have all of my candles are named uniquely with a word that most people probably wouldn't even, every word I've tried to pick is a word that some, you know, some are common, some are not. But I have a definition of what that word is on the candle. And then on the back, I have affirmations to match that. So everything is all about the positivity. It's all about the mindset. I will say that life experiences that was another reason it kind of allowed me to do more this time around, because I have been through so much more, from divorce, relationships after the divorce that didn't work out, that was bad, death in the family, you know, so much. So it all came full circle.
So do you think that, I mean, you know, you don't want me to say you in the streets, but do you feel being in the world, let's say that, being in the world, do you think being in the world made you better for this business?
Mm-hmm. I think absolutely. I think that when I started this business,
even though I like streets though, even though I like to say it just sounds super crass. It just sounds like you in them streets. It just sounds good. I don't know.
Sound harder to you.
It just sounds hard. She in them, you know, Tracy in them streets. Like what?
They got a whole different meaning for that now though.
If you this is only for 35 and up.
Right.
When I'm saying this, like 35 and up.
Okay, because our meaning.
Yeah, you know what I mean when you're talking about we in the streets.
Right.
That don't mean you in the streets.
They be like, they fall the streets. You know, that's different.
No. I'm talking about like when we mean the streets, you mean like you're out there, you're hanging out.
I'm not in a marriage and I'm not in a community.
Yeah, you're living. That's what we think about when you say, man, she in them streets. Not streets like hooker or, you know.
Giving it away to everybody, no.
Yeah. Look. Right. When I first met you, I already know, like, she ain't giving up to everybody. That's already knew it, off the top. Boom, that's what it is. Off the top, that's what it is.
It made me better. It did not answer your question, though. It did. Yeah. It made me better. It made me, but that's why I think when I started it then, I didn't have enough experience. I had been through some stuff. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I had not been through the things that I have been through since. And so now I'm able to approach it from a more empathetic place and more life. I always say life has allowed me to even understand this word affirmation. So even when my grandmother called it that and she named it that, I didn't really grasp it wholly, completely. She did.
Wow.
I had a counselor that was telling me to do affirmations, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, but I had had a whole business that was called Miss Lynn's Candles of Affirmations that I had started years ago, but I never connected.
Wow, so it connected, it went full circle.
It went full circle. I wasn't ready then for it. I joke and say, Grandma, you was already speaking into my future, unbeknownst to you. I say that all the time. I'm like, you were putting it out there, you know. But now I can say that I can carry the weight of this business and truly understand it better than I did before.
So are you shipping international? We have a lot.
Not international, but I am shipping to all 50 states. Not international yet, and only because there are so many rules with sending things like, you know, like candles and liquids, and because I have homes.
Well, the international people know how to get around it. They have like shout out to my international people. They basically they will buy like it's like a system where they can buy like a P.O. box, and then the P.O. box will send it to you in your other country.
Oh, okay.
In certain states, like I believe Florida does it, Texas.
Okay.
It's like so like they'll like you'll see some like real talk, like you'll see somebody that order something and you'd be like, dude, this number is not from here though, but they'd be like, no, right, send it to Miami, and then in Miami it'll send there, and then that they pay for that shipping person to send it to them wherever they are in the
where
world.
It is. No, I'm gonna get it worked out eventually. I'm gonna get it worked out, but this has only been
they gotta really want that to do that.
It's gotta be, yeah, but for me it was like I launched on December the 24th, so right now it's been a blessing because I've had
so I was right on time then. I was right on time.
You were. I have had so
many. Man, look how creator work. I don't know if he's named God, but look how the creator worked out.
So yeah, everything comes together. And so I've been blessed. It's been good.
So all right. So we're gonna get to the hardest part of this interview. I called it this or that, but then I found out Jemele Hill does the same segment like this, but I want to keep my segment. I got to change the name of it, but right now it's still going to be called this or that.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you two different things. You got to choose between the two.
All right.
First out the gate, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Martin?
Martin, hands down.
See? I'm going to tell you something crazy, though.
It's a generation thing.
No. Martin has more memorable things I laugh at, but Fresh Prince is a better show.
It probably is. No, it
like
was,
overall, like I'm talking about like, no, like the drama and like what it did.
Oh,
like
yeah, it was they definitely had better producers, better writers, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's just like to your point, it has a lot of memorable. Yeah.
Oh maybe. My god. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking yeah. like, dude, you gotta think about all the characters. Dragonfly yes. Jones, the dude told him, you don't need no money because you need to practice your arts. You don't need no lights. Dragonfly Jones told Kenji, you don't need no lights. You need to practice your art. Like, how do you tell somebody
that? Like, what the heck? Like, okay.
Yo, Nina, like, you should be practicing your eye. Like, how do you tell somebody that? You got Jerome, you got all this.
All of it.
Yeah, it was
so
just
so much stuff that you can quote. I mean, don't get me wrong, like Fresh Prince, you can definitely quote some stuff in there, but it's you got way more content that you can get out of Martin.
Right, but as an overall show, yeah. Fresh yes. Prince is better.
It was a better producers and all that. Yeah. They had more money. They had more money.
Harlem Nights are coming to America.
So I have never seen Harlem before.
To America. What?
Because it was like all that, like I couldn't watch all of that back in the day because that Harlem Nights came out
89
when we were kids.
I saw it in the theaters. My parents were young.
What year?
89. I saw it in theaters.
I didn't see that.
Saw Coming to America in theaters. I saw any movie I wanted to see. My dad would be like, I don't know if it was like a thing of like he just felt bad because I didn't live with him. I don't know what it was. Like I'd be like,
yeah, he's like,
no. I saw everything. I'd be like, I saw Boys in the Hood in theaters. I saw Mrs. Yeah, Sodom.
I saw those. And I'm trying to think. I may have seen Coming to America in the theaters, but not Harlem Nights.
Coming to America came out before Harlem Nights.
But Harlem Nights was more raunchy. It was different. That was
no,
yes, it was.
No. Coming to America, it had titties in the jacuzzi.
It was different.
Harlem Nights didn't have any nudity.
It was a lot of cussing.
More than Coming to America.
Yes.
You know what? You're an internet parent right now. You're thinking because nobody knew that beforehand. You just would take your kid to see the movie.
No,
they didn't.
Yes, my parents wouldn't take me to go see that.
But they took you.
I think I saw Coming to America in the theaters, but I know there are some, now I will say this, there were some movies that I watched, like my grandmother, she let me watch Scarface with her.
I was in college.
Yeah, so I watched Scarface as a kid, and that was one of my grandmother's favorite movies. It's one of her favorite movies. It's one of my faves too. So it was some kind of stuff, but Harlem Nights was one of the ones I was not introduced to.
So you're talking about somebody getting chopped up in the bathroom.
First of all, I said my grandmother.
Right, but I'm just saying.
Grandma's a little different because they are more relaxed with the grandkids.
Yeah, so, but I'm just saying somebody getting sliced up with a chainsaw in the bathroom has got nothing on.
I agree with you.
She was never. You still have not seen Harlem Nights all the way.
I've seen pieces of it, like when it comes on. I don't think I've ever sat down and tried to watch it all the way through, yet.
Wow. So I'm assuming you choose to Come to America in this situation.
I said Coming to America. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Jay-Z or Nas?
So Nas. Jay-Z. Nas was like that was my boy back in the day. That was and Jay-Z was too. That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
Oh, that's a hard one. But I'm gonna go with the one that I said out my mouth first, which was Nas. Because he used to have some hard stuff back then. And he was more on top, I think, before Jay-Z was. And then Jay-Z, he cool. I like Jay-Z, but it would definitely be Nas in that one.
All right, this next one is a triple threat match.
Oh Lord.
This is Juice. Boys in the Hood,
yeah,
or New Jack City.
New Jack City.
New Jack City is too. What's so messed up is this gonna get replaced on a minute though? My New Jack City person coming.
I can say probably that one up. Juice, either Juice or New Jack City would be. But I'm gonna go with New Jack City though.
Yeah, I mean, Boys in the Hood was cool, but it ain't messing with Juice or New Jack City.
No,
to me.
It ain't on that. It was no Boys in the Hood was good, but it wasn't like on the level of them two movies at all. No.
All right, next up, this one's gonna be big, man.
Come on.
This is your blackness at the highest level.
Oh, guys.
Uptown Saturday Night or Bad Boys?
I don't remember Uptown Saturday Night.
Oh, you see.
You better take my card. So I'm gonna go with.
So you see, Let's Do It Again. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got my Let's Do It Again poster for everybody to know.
I think I have.
Let's Do It Again,
though, yes, right? Yes, I think I have seen that. But Uptown Saturday Night, no. No. Damn. And look, no, I haven't. So I can't pick that
look, one. Look, they are some of the best movies of all time. Like I'm talking about like fully like drama comedies.
I believe it. I believe you.
And then watch Piece of the Action, too. You know, the trilogy was Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby. Because they're all Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby. Uptown Saturday Night.
I'm going to have a whole weekend.
Then Let's Do It Again. Then Piece of the Action. They're okay, all in a row. They're different movies, though. Yeah. But they're
phenomenal. I get it together.
All right. And so, all right. Now, next up, Dolomite or Superfly?
Superfly.
Okay, why going in that?
Because he just was cleaner. He was cleaner to me and more crisp. So I would say Superfly.
All right. Whitney Houston or Janet Jackson?
Janet Jackson.
Ooh, all right. Go ahead. Why is that?
For one, back in the day, everybody used to say I look like her. This was okay. In my younger day.
You got a little bit of hometown love with it.
Yeah, so that was my girl. But she was, so Whitney Houston was more my mother. Like, I love Whitney, make no mistake. But she was my mother's girl. Janet came out during a time where we got to see her, like, really, like, come out and just, like, kick it. And she was dancing. She was having a, you know, good time. And so it was just more theatrics with her. And more, but Whitney, she can sing, but it just wasn't the same. I'm a person that likes somebody that's dancing and stuff, you know. So,
all right, this is gonna be a quadruple match between Black fathers on TV.
Okay,
Carl Winslow, Phillip Banks,
okay,
Rock,
mm-hmm.
And finally James Evans.
Oh gosh. You gonna say James Evans? You went all the way back. So you said Carl Winslow, James Evans, Rock. I forgot. Oh, I love Rock was good.
You don't want to know my answer then.
what was the other one you said?
I said so James Evans.
Yeah.
Carl Winslow.
Yeah.
Phillip Banks.
Yeah.
And Rock. So those are four.
So those four. Oh, that's hard.
Who's the best Black dad?
If we want to say like a Black dad, then it will be James Evans.
Yes. Or Rock. But I'm talking about the dad you would want though. James Evans wasn't dad you wanted to hang out with. Like that was the only dad James Evans would only be a good dad when you're 19. I feel like.
That's true.
Like when you grown and you got your own apartment and you can like give him and you can pay for his drinks.
Right.
Like I feel like he'd be like amazing then. Like he would give you all the advice.
Yeah, that's different. No, but I would say probably it would probably be Phillip Banks or Carl Winslow.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it would be between Carl Winslow, but I would say Phillip Banks. I would go because that's the day, you know, everybody wants that daddy.
All right. Hennessy or Crown Royal?
I don't drink dark liquor like that, but if I did, it'd be
okay. Okay, well, no, okay. I'll change it up for you, though. But okay. I'll change it up for you, though. So Tito's or Ciroc?
Tito's,
okay, because you're organic.
You know, I had to stop buying them big bottles of Tito's.
I love them big bottles of Tito's. You bring a big bottle of Tito's for me, though. We hanging out all night.
That is them bottles be sitting up, you like. With the cranberry, and I mix mine with cranberry juice or whatever.
Me too. Or orange juice.
But it was like, I'm looking up like, these bottles going away too dang on fast.
I remember when people understand, Tito's first started like 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
This is my backsliding days. And I remember I passed out of the girl's house for a whole weekend because of drinking a whole thing of Tito's.
Not a whole weekend.
Whole weekend.
How you make it? You drank a whole thing of Tito's?
And I didn't wake up till Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up, ate, went right back to sleep.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I'd be done if I just did. Look, okay, what I'm talking about, man, it takes some days, a week or so. But I ain't gonna drink like, yeah, because I'm like, if I just drink just a little bit.
No, I was drinking it with her though. It wasn't just me on my own. Oh, I ain't drink the whole thing on my own. No, I ain't that crazy. No, I wouldn't be here right now. It'd be my spirit right here. It'd be like a little ghost if I did that on my own.
Oh, like that's a whole lot.
No. Look,
it is smooth. It sneak up on you.
Yeah, my size will definitely is not conducive.
No, you can't hold that. I'm like, what?
No. All right, so we going to music again now.
Okay.
LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Ladies Love Cool James.
Mm-hmm.
Or Drake.
LL.
Okay. I'm on my list of questions.
It's my age. Yeah. LL don't get me started. That was now I wish he just let his hair grow on his face.
I don't think he can.
Is that what it is?
I think he got like surgery or something on there. I mean, I don't know. I don't, I'm just saying. I think he had a lot of plastic surgery. I don't know what it was. No disrespect to you, Ella. I want you in a podcast as soon as possible. But I was just putting it out there.
It's weird. But yeah.
So, Ella.
LL.
All right. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Man, you are a St. Louis person for real. Like, I love, and I'm a St. Louis, like, we're a Tupac city.
It's Tupac. We wasn't, and I remember when Biggie came, they had a concert. I think it was Lil' Kim, Biggie. It was like all of them.
At the Skytray, when the Skytray first opened up.
But we booed
Biggie. And we booed him. I was there.
I got up and went.
That's in 95. It was in 95.
It was 96. It was after Tupac got killed. And so
it's 96 then. It's 96 or 97.
It was 96, or maybe it might have been 97. But I remember we got up and we left because we was like, bump that, because everybody was, you know, saying he killed Tupac. So we were like done. We didn't watch him.
I never forget. I starched some jeans so bad that night. No, for I can remember vividly in my grandma's kitchen ironing these jeans. I put so much starch on them.
Oh my God.
I literally was like a walking billboard.
I'm sure.
Like, I starched them that hard. Like, yo, my crease is going to be so gangster up in this joint. Because Busta Rhymes opened up. Remember
Busta Rhymes
opened up.
Oh, I love Busta Rhymes. Yeah. It was a good concert. It was a whole bunch of people. But everybody booed Biggie, though. We booed him.
Since we stayed and keeping it around, Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj.
Lil' Kim. But I do like Nicki Minaj, but Lil' Kim.
Okay.
I got busted with a Lil' Kim. I'll never forget my parents. So my auntie that died, she used to stay in Houston, and she used to send me all the music. Like, when she sent me boxes and stuff, she would send me all the music, you know, but I wasn't old enough what was the rating system?
You talking about the Nielsen.
Yeah, whatever the rating was, it had cussing on it.
Yeah, Nielsen, the Nielsen system. Yeah.
So, whatever that rating.
No, it's the RIA. It's the RIA. It's RIA.
Whatever. Yeah. So I couldn't buy that kind of stuff. So she would ship me stuff, and I'll never forget. She sent me Lil' Kim.
Hardcore.
I had been kicking it. Like, whenever my parents went home and stuff, I put it in, be jamming, and then one day I forgot it in the dang on CD player. And my daddy went off on me so bad. He was like, so you doing da da da? I'm like, I'm just listening to the music. I ain't doing nothing that the woman talking about. I just like the music. I just like the rap. But yeah.
Look, hardcore is I will contend before, maybe a MC Light, maybe a QNLTV album. That's the only time I saw like the thuggest dudes bumping in the hood. Especially the song Queen Bitch. Like, casually, like I'm talking about like the hardest dudes was
Right. She rapped hard. She was the dudes and stuff. What was the group that she used to be with all the time?
Junior Mafia.
You know, she was with these dudes, Biggie, you know, they were hard. And so her music was hard. So it was different than what the girls talk about now.
I always say that's the best female album, overall album of all time, rap wise.
It was good.
Because it gave you a little bit of everything. It gave you pop shit. It gave you hardcore shit. It gave you, you know, like, I love Rhapsody too now. Like Rhapsody's one of my favorite artists now. Is a not even just a female rapper. I'm talking about, like, period.
Period.
I love Rhapsody.
Okay.
All right, we got three more.
Come on.
Three more. All right. E-40 or Too Short?
E-40.
Shout out to E-40. He's coming on the podcast, though. Yeah. No. That's not. Shout out to E-40. He's coming on the podcast. So cool. You know, he got the one. He sent me the wine.
I did see that. Yeah, E-40 was the homie. That was the stuff you was bumping. Too Short was cold. But E-40 for my generation.
Yeah. I remember. I stole my grandmother's car, and I had a permit only. And I went to Halls Ferry 14 years. You know, this is only knowing how old we are, though. I was 15 at Halls Ferry 14.
And
I stole it. And I only had one CD, and it was it was Players Ball. This is in 95. This is 95. 95, 96.
Look, I got to make sure I download that
And I had to play. And I live in the Ville.
Yeah.
So I go all the way out to meet this girl. I was dating all out in North County, and I'm playing Players Ball on
the
repeat.
The
instrumental, the regular. People understand, like, it was the CD single, because I ran out and I stole it. I didn't have no other CDs.
You had the single. Oh my God.
So I mean, and then the radio, I would try to pop in and pop out. But I was like, I'm just gonna ride this Players Ball. Like, literally, I heard Players Ball 50 times between the Ville and the Halls Ferry.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you gotta think, the speed limits were way lower. I know it sounds old as hell, but couldn't just be riding from the north side like that.
No.
I ain't got no license. Stole my
grandmother's
car.
You was all the way out there wilding.
Stole my grandmother's car and went to see the movie I went to see. Dead Presidents.
What? But who steal their grandma car and be gone for that long to go to?
My grandma went with her friend on the boat. She went with her friend. She was out. She was out kicking.
Okay, because I'm like trying to understand. Because I'm like, most of the time people used to steal cars. Like, my friend, people I knew, they would do it when people were asleep.
Was out kicking it. I had to get back. We went to the 8:30 show.
She never knew you did this.
Long as she don't hear this podcast, she won't know. I even went to the gas station, filled it up. She was like, she had a whole thing because she's very religious, and she was like, "Oh man, I got my gas tank is good." Like, cause I filled it up.
You like, I got it.
But the thing is, though, I left the E-40 joint in the CD player,
and she never figured it out.
No, she got in. She thought I had maybe gotten the car, though, because I would
just the Asia,
I was going to. I would listen to music in the car, like, right.
Well,
I would like that.
She
feel.
Thought you maybe just got in and was listening to it.
Exactly, but it wasn't. I've been riding.
I drove somewhere.
I rolled out with a permit to go see Dead Presidents.
Oh my God.
All right, last one. This one is Angela Bassett versus Nia Long.
Oh. That's a real hard one.
I didn't say what category it was gonna be in now, so that it could be. I didn't say looks. I didn't say acting.
No, I know. I get it. Yeah. I went immediately to like acting. I would say Nia Long, simply because she was younger, and so everybody wanted to be like Nia Long, more than like Angela Bassett. Like, she popped out when she did when she got her body, like, she was in
Love's Got to Do with It. That's her jump off, is Love's Got to Do It. What Love's Got to Do
When she got, and she got her body, that body she got now started at that movie.
But she always seemed like a mama, though, right? Like, she always seemed
always
like
a mama.
She was only like 31 or something at that time, but she seemed like a mother.
But she always played mama roles. She was playing mama roles, and Nia was more hot and more like sexy and sassy, had the short hair, and you know, but Angela was just like your mama. Yeah.
Man, this One more. I got one more. I got one more on my list here. It's going to be Will Smith or Denzel Washington.
That is hard too. Dang, it's hard. I'm gonna go with Denzel. He was more fine and more smooth. Will was cute, but he was goofy.
Okay. What do you think about his son, John David?
Oh my gosh, he's amazing.
Dude, he might be better than his father on the low.
He is good.
Like, for real, I know that sounds blasphemous, but I'm just saying about how young he is and what he's doing.
And it's so crazy because what I like about him is that you would not know that was his son unless you looked it up. And I forget sometimes because I can.
But he does talk like his daddy though.
He talks like him though. And yes, and I remember whatever the last movie it is that I saw that he was in, and I thought that I was like, dang, he sounds just like his daddy. Like it was like whatever he's. And when you look at him, you see Denzel. If you look at him,
see his mama though too. You see his mom too.
If you see his mama, you have to know that that's Denzel's son to see. Yeah. Denzel. If you don't know that that's Denzel's son, then you won't see it. But I like how he carved his own. He played for the Rams or something too at one point.
Yeah, but he was here in St. Louis.
He's in
the free time joints. Yeah.
Yep. I remember that he was playing for the Rams. But he's phenomenal. I like his switch though over into acting.
Have you seen the preview for the movie with him and Zendaya? That's coming on Netflix next month.
No, I don't think so. What's that? It's a
two person movie.
Really?
In black and white.
Oh gosh.
And it's just relationships with them in a house talking to each other,
really?
Going through different shit. Like it's good. Like, so have you watched Euphoria?
I think so. I feel like I have. I don't know.
The showrunner director, that's the one that was Zendaya, that where there's all these high school kids getting fucked up and high on HBO.
I think
oh,
so.
Oh, you gotta watch that show.
He's
directing
this
movie.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. Comes out.
And it's gonna be on Netflix?
It's in the middle of next month.
I'm gonna look up the.
I'm gonna tell you that. Let me give you a second. I'm gonna give you the title of it. As we talking, it's a good. It looks good.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you the title.
It's probably gonna be good though.
Hold up.
Two people in a house. Well, that's or is it supposed to be during the pandemic?
No, I mean I don't know. That's the thing. It's just more of a. It's more than talking about their relationship. It's called Malcolm and Marie.
Malcolm and Marie. I'm gonna have to look that
the
up.
The trailer already dropped, so you can watch it on YouTube and everything. Like, the trailer dropped, it's on Netflix, all that.
Check it out.
It's super intensive, like a one-on-one relationship. That's the way I took it from. Like, because she like questions him, saying like, have you ever thought that you're not supposed to be with the person you with? And like, it's a whole thing. And like, he goes outside and he's walking around. So like, literally, it's them two in like this flat, like in LA, like looking over something, but they're just them one-on-one. She cooking, she's getting upset. Like, it's literally just people in a full movie. Like, it's some classic dope, like almost like a play.
I just saw, there is a movie with and I don't think most people know about this. I just watched it like 2 weeks ago.
You talking about the joint with Tessa Thompson and Nambi Asomugha?
No, this one had Megan Good and I think I know what you're talking about though, and I've seen that one.
Sylvie Love is the one I'm talking about. Sylvie Love.
Sylvie's Love is the bomb. Sylvie's Love, I did enjoy
that. Super good.
Oh, it was good. But no, this is when you talk about two people like being the focus of a movie. This was Megan Good and Amari Hardrick did a movie like this.
Is that the one where it was like it was based around a political campaign?
Yes.
Or something? I never saw that.
Watch that.
What is it on?
I saw it. Dang, what did I watch it on? I don't even know.
I'm about to look that up. I need to watch
look it
that.
Up. I don't even know because like, I have Megan
Good.
Screaming.
I tried to holler at Megan Good at one point. No, this is a real story.
You like for real? How'd that work out for you?
Oh, I'll tell you the story. I've never told this story in the podcast. So I'm in LA. It's my first job out of graduate school and stuff. So I'm like, it's me and a couple of my coworkers. We went to this club in LA. This is 2005.
Okay.
And so we walking up. I'm like, yo, man, I know her, man. That's Megan Good. And it was all white people. And then one other black dude in my club. Shout out my boy Donnie, though. He listened to the podcast, too. He's a brother, though, from Indiana. So I'm like, I'm going to go over there and holler at her. So now, people don't know this. Megan Goody was a big cigarette smoker at one point.
I don't know. actually read, she, so her and her husband did a book called The Weight, and she talked about
Okay, I didn't know.
She talked about that.
So yeah. She was smoking cigarettes outside this, like, it wasn't even a club. It was like a club slash bar. It wasn't like club, like, you know, like fist pumping. It was like a little nice little spot people kicking at. So okay. I was like, I'm gonna go over there. So I went over like, hey, can I get a cigarette? I don't even smoke cigarettes. So I was still like, let me get a cigarette. She's like, yeah, sure. So I'm sitting there smoking a cigarette. I'm talking to her. We're talking about random shit. I act like I did not know who she was. That was part of my game. Yeah.
Right.
And keep in mind, the job I had then, I worked for the Army then. So you had to be clean shaven. I already look young. So then you got to think super clean shaven. And this is in 2005.
Oh, you were looking like a baby. You were a baby, yeah.
And keep in mind, me and her the same age.
Right.
So
right.
So I'm sitting there talking. So I'm like, yo, I'm in there. I'm out there 30 minutes with her. Like, she's literally sitting there talking. We laughing, we talking. And I'm like, so no, you know, what's your name? She's like, oh, my name is Megan. I'm like, oh, well, you know, we should talk some more, you know what I'm saying? And you know, just in general, I don't want to be imposing. I'm super laying out player.
Right.
Player. And she was like, no, I'm okay. And I was like, hold on, but I'm going on tour.
She said, I'm okay.
But, and it was so, it wasn't even a real diss. It was literally like she just wasn't interested at all. It was literally like she just was hanging out with somebody smoking a cigarette. Yeah, like it wasn't like she was like it wasn't like F you do.
No,
it was like,
it ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm with Megan. That's what you say. No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Yeah, she's like, I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, but I'm going on tour. And then she was like, and then it just went in and I was like, damn.
And that was it.
I never went in.
You got the story to tell for the rest of your life.
Stayed outside.
Why you ain't going in behind her?
I smoked cigarettes because she gave me I was depressed. You know what gumption I had to be to try to get at Megan good?
That was good. That was
this
good.
Is biker boys making good. You know what I'm saying?
That was good. You did good. Yeah. I'm proud of you, but yeah.
And I was on some more like in my mind, like, you gonna remember me.
And she like, bye.
Whatever. Okay.
Right. She's like, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm going on tour.
And
exactly. Tracy, thank you for coming on. Let everybody know all your socials and everything where they can hit you up and the website again.
Yep, thanks for the invite. So you can find me on Instagram, Miss Lynn's Affirmations. I am on Facebook, Miss Lynn's Affirmations. Actually on Facebook under that and also on Tracy Lynn. And then you can find me on my website is Miss Lynn's Candles of Affirmations.com.
Look, I'm gonna push people to get this. Do you want to put a promo code out there if anybody that listens to the show or anything?
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, let's do that. I'm gonna go with your initials on here. We'll do D free.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, they're deep. Yeah, let's do it. Yep, so that's those initials to order, get you 5% off.
We'll do 5% off. You use the code D-Free. I'll put it in there tonight.
All right. Look, everybody will be out next week, but you get it. Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it so much and everything.
Thank you.
Like, this has been man. You gotta come back on. We gotta bring Tony on with us too.
That'd be cool.
Like, this because I always like Tony would be out more than you would. You got out. You
wasn't out like that. No.
Tony would just come back. She would come by early. She come by like at 9 o'clock, hang out with us and leave at 10:30 and be gone. And we be like, where Tracy at? You know how Tracy is. She married. I'm like, Tony, you married too? He's like, but I can get it back home soon.
Yeah, I was at home. I always been a homebody though.
See.
Still am.
See. But thank you though, Tracy. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming out.